16 women attended the Cast and Blast two-day clinic put on by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Instructors taught the women about spin casting, archery, rifle shooting, and orienteering.
The fish are toying with my lure, but not actually biting on it yet. I'm just waiting for them to calm down and snag it.
Jolie Daughtry took a hunter's education course through Parks and Wildlife. There, she learned about the agency's Women Afield program that teaches females about the basics of shooting, hunting, and angling. Daughtry says she didn't participate in these activities as a kid.
It was one of those things that it always intimidated me growing up, and my family didn't go out camping or any of that. And so to be able to learn how to become an outdoor woman, and it just has been amazing to introduce and open my eyes to, hey, this is fun. You know, it's not as crazy as people make it out to be.
This is Daughtry's second time attending a Cast and Blast. Her first one was in 2008. After the event, she became an avid fly fisher and shooter. She is now trying to get her husband into shooting.
He gets intimidated by my shooting skills, so he doesn't go as often as I would like, but he is getting more into it just because I am.
Daughtry is part of a growing number of women entering the realm of shooting, hunting, and fishing. Nationally, the number of women who have fished has increased by more than 1 million from 2006 to 2011, according to federal data. In 2011, 8.9 million women fished. There are also about 1.5 million women who hunt in the U.S. That number grew by 20% from 2006 to 2011. Since 2009, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has seen the number of females taking hunter education courses nearly double. This is Mandy Hopkins' first time trying archery.
Never shot a bow and arrow, and so I don't think my husband has either, so I'm kind of excited to tell him that I shot one before he did.
Hopkins also went hunting for the first time last year. She did a guided hunt near Steamboat Springs.
I think one of my biggest fears was going out with my husband and trying to backpack in for 6 days or something crazy like that. And here I was able to go in with a guide and be trained and feel comfortable and safe. And my biggest fear also was just making sure I didn't injure the animal, and so the guide had that same concern, and so we were on the same page, and I was able to knock down a cow elk last year, and we were still enjoying it.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials like Tony Bonacquista are glad to see more females participating in hunting and fishing.
You look at the nationwide statistics, and hunter numbers are decreasing every year. The average age of the hunter is getting older, so we're making an effort to recruit different segments of that population, just instead of the traditional middle-aged male who is our typical hunter. We're trying to get into different age groups and just encourage use by different types of people than we typically have in the past.
Bonacquista says the agency also has youth outreach programs.
I've had a couple jump up right next to my lure.
Daughtry thinks events like Cast and Blast are a great way for women to be introduced to hunting and fishing.
I think women should always try something new. It would be a great opportunity for them to just get out of their comfort zone. And I think it's actually enjoyable when you have the right people teaching you. The instructors here are extremely patient, and it just helps so much with making it easy to learn and get a new skill.
Good shooting.
Thank you. Thanks for your input and your
You're welcome.
Help.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.